Welcome to AEES Distance Learning Program for Class 7, Module 2, Rational Number. Dear children, in Module 1, we learned the definitions of rational numbers, equivalent rational numbers, and also how to reduce the given rational numbers into standard form. In the second module, we are going to learn how to find different rational numbers between two rational numbers, and also the basic operations, addition of rational numbers and subtraction of rational numbers. Rational numbers between two rational numbers. Between any two rational numbers, there exist infinitely many or unlimited rational numbers. If A and B are two rational numbers, A plus B upon 2 lies between A and B. That is, the mean value of A and B lies between A and B. Suppose we'll have to find more rational numbers between any two rational numbers, then we'll have to follow certain steps to find those rational numbers. The first step is to check the value of denominators. If the denominators are same, then check the value of numerators. Let us do one example. Find three rational numbers between minus 5 by 2 and minus 1 by 2. The denominators are 2 and 2. That means they have the common denominator. Then check the numerators. Minus 5, minus 1. Between minus 5 and minus 1, the other integers lie between them are minus 4, minus 3, minus 2. So, minus 4 by 2, minus 3 by 2 and minus 2 by 2 lie between minus 5 by 2 and minus 1 by 2. If the denominators are different, that means denominators are not the same, then we have to follow one more procedure. And let us see. Let's start with an example. Suppose find two rational numbers between minus 1 by 2 and minus 1 by 5. Here the denominators are 2 and 5. LCM of 2 and 5 is 10. So convert minus 1 by 2 into minus 5 by 10, equivalent fraction. Similarly, minus 1 by 5 can be written as minus 2 by 10. Now, the denominators of each rational number is 10. That is, minus 5 by 10 and minus 2 by 10. Between minus 5 and minus 2, minus 4 and minus 3 are the integers lie between them. Therefore, minus 4 by 10, minus 3 by 10 are the rational numbers lie between minus 5 by 10 and minus 2 by 10. That is, minus 4 by 10 and minus 3 by 10 are the two rational numbers lie between minus 1 by 2 and minus 1 by 5. Suppose, one more example. Find 5 rational numbers between minus 3 by 2 and minus 1 by 2. And minus 3 and minus 1, between these two integers, we have only one integer. So, we have to change the denominator. Minus 3 by 2 can be multiplied by 4 by 4. Minus 3 into 4, minus 12. 2 into 4, 8. So, minus 3 by 2 is equal to minus 12 by 8. Minus 1 by 2 can be written as minus 4 by 8. Now, the rational numbers lie between minus 12 by 8 and minus 4 by 8 are minus 11 by 8, minus 10 by 8, minus 9 by 8, minus 7 by 8, and minus 5 by 8. So, in this way, we can find the rational numbers between two rational numbers. We have to find the LCM whenever it is required. According to that, we have to find the equivalent rational numbers and get different rational numbers which lie between those two given rational numbers. Now, let us find out how to add two rational numbers. And if two rational numbers are to be added, first check the denominators, whether the denominators are same or not. If the denominators are same, add the numerators and get the rational numbers with the sum of the numerators and by keeping the denominators same. And we can do further simplification if it is required. If the denominators are different, find the LCM of denominators and express each of the given rational number with the same LCM as the common denominator. Now add the numerators by keeping the denominators same. Then, to find the subtraction of two rational numbers, we have to first learn what is the additive inverse of a rational number. Same like additive inverse of an integer, additive inverse of a rational number is negative of the given rational number. Suppose, if a by b is a rational number, minus a by b is its negative additive inverse. Sum of a rational number and its additive inverse is always zero. So, if two rational numbers are to be subtracted, we should first convert each of them with a rational number with positive denominator. To subtract the rational numbers, first, we have to find the additive inverse of the rational numbers which has to be subtracted from the given rational number. Then, add the rational number to the given rational number in the same way how the addition of rational numbers is done. Let us do one example. Subtract minus 5 by 8 from minus 13 by 16. Then take the LCM of 8 and 16. This can be written as minus 13 by 16 minus minus 5 by 8. That is equal to minus 13 by 16 plus 5 by 8. That means we are adding the additive inverse of minus 5 by 8. Now LCM of 16 and 8 is 16. As per it, you change the numerator, minus 13 plus 10 is equal to minus 3 by 16. This is the way to find the subtraction of two rational numbers. Let us do one more sum like this. Subtract minus 9 by 22 from 5 upon 3. That is equal to 5 by 3 minus minus 9 by 22. LCM of 3 and 22 is 66. So 5 by 3 can be written as 110 upon 66, and minus 9 by 22 can be written as minus 27 by 66. Now LCM of these two numbers is 66. Now write the numerators according to that. 110 by 66 and minus 27 by 66. Minus 1 by 110 upon 66 has to be added to the additive inverse of minus 27 by 66. that is 110 by 66 plus 27 by 66. In turn, we get 137 by 66. Children, in the third module, we are going to learn multiplication of rational numbers and division of rational numbers, and we'll solve some more examples. Thank you.